Okay. Tzaddik v'ra'alom. Let's go from Reish Mem. Astori Yetziris Mokum Legilui. Let's try and understand what this means. Rabbi Sena Sharuch HaKodesh Mofofia Bebeis Midrashom Gilulan Hitchilis Mitzius Shel Olameinu HaGashmik. The great Kadmoinim, the great mystics, teach us that at the beginning of our reality, at the beginning of our physical world, it began with a removal of a lack. The essence of our world is the removal of the light of the Ein Sof. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, we know that. Hulzman, he is Ein Sof. There's no room for you and me. There's no room for the physical world. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu needs, Kodesh Baruch Hu needs to somehow, I'm using, the words don't mean anything. He needs to remove himself in order to create space, to create a world. Oilam hu miloshen helam. This place is called an oilam. Oilam means helam, hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chokhmasa al yoyna rotza dibru oilam b'matara la galut et midas toive v'rachmonosay. Hashem, in his divine wisdom, wanted to create a world with the goal of being able to reveal his midah of goodness, of rachamim, of chesed. Gilu midas you can only have a world in which you're able to give goodness to something when you have creatures that are lacking that good. Sorry, they lack it. You can't give somebody who has everything anything. So you create a world, you want to give. So you create a world where there are things that are lacking. So through their lack, you can be Megale, your Midas Toiva. Calls man that the light of Hashem is everywhere. And if Shirut, Lam Tziusim shall nivroim chasorin uvil tishleimu. There's no space to create a world and creatures that are lacking. Shekhen hu yisbarach sholem b'kol minu shleimus v'enu chosadova. As long as you're part of the Ein Sof, as long as you're part of the infinite oneness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're not lacking anything. Not only that, but you don't exist. Yeah, this well, This is where it all began. Hashem wants to give. To give, you have somebody that you need somebody to give to. That thing that you're giving to has to be lacking. That's a problem for an infinite oneness. How do you do that? You're an infinite oneness. There's nothing lacking there. There's nothing there except you, whatever that means. His Ein Sof Baruch Hu. He's infinite. In the infinite, there's nothing lacking. There's no room for anything other than the infinite. Correct. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his wisdom, created what's called a tzimtzum. He was mitzamtzem himself. He hid himself. He didn't go away. He never went away. He didn't remove his light. He just hid himself. In the space where he hid himself, now there is a lacking. And in that lacking, he created creatures that are lacking. That's all we've set up to now. If you're having trouble understanding this, don't feel bad. In order to create space for you and me, Hashem had to, so to speak, hide himself, hide his light a little bit. Therefore, you create a world, you create a thing that's called lacking. It's now the space somewhere. Now you've created the ability to create creatures that are lacking. So now you have this place, this world, where Hashem's light is hidden. Then Hashem will come back and reveal his light. On the one hand, you have a reality now of creatures that are lacking. They now have the ability, on the other hand, to receive the light of Hashem and become sholem via that. That gilu will take place dafka via the mask that separates between us and Hashem. It's the mechitza which enables us to exist. It's the mechitza that enables us to be close to Hashem. Without the mechitza, you wouldn't be able to get close to Hashem because you would get blasted out by the light. If people complain about a mechitza in the shul, it separates men and women. It doesn't. It allows men and women to daven together. Without a mechitza, you couldn't daven together. The mechitza is a sibele hitkravut. It's a way to bring closeness, not separation. It's not a Western way to think, not very politically correct to say, but that's the reality. Without mechitza, you don't have anything. So Hashem creates, so to speak, this mechitza, which enables us and him to live in the same world together. In order to just sensitize the ears to this type of thinking, This marshal is not going to be relevant very soon, so no one knows what you're talking about. But in the good old days, the three digital days, you used to show a film on the wall. What did you have? You had a light, you had a film, and you had a wall. And you reflected the light through the film. And all it did was it shows shadows on the wall. What's a movie? You're watching the shadows, that's all. What? That's what you're seeing on the wall. If you take out the film, then what you have is you have the light shining on the wall. You have this white light shining on the wall. When the film blocks parts of the light, then you see images on the wall. Batim, Eitzim, Prachim, Anoshim, Vakomashinim, Salgabay, Philip. Whatever's on the floor, you see on the wall. Houses, pictures, flowers, whatever's going on there. Avaimashastorisa oralidea Philip, Huamagale is Adimyoiz. What creates the movie on the wall? Holding back the light. Just think about a movie. Think how it works. Those of you who are over the age of 30.
Gosh.
It doesn't count.
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about even. I once went into a store in Canada. My wife wanted a tape recorder, a walk. You know, the tapes, the whatever. She still has tapes, wanted the tapes. This girl didn't know what I was talking about. I was a bit surprised because, you know, I know there's new stuff, but I went to the manager, said, "What do you want?" She's 18 years old. She's got a clue what you're talking about. He showed me one. She said she hasn't got a clue what that is. It's an esoteric sort of, you know, whatever. Anyway, we can still use this marshal. It's a Maidika marshal. You'll see, we'll use it a lot. What's causing the film? What's causing the movie? What's causing you to sit on the edge of your seat? The shadow. No, because Kortzman, there's only light. You just have a big light. In order to make the film, in order to make the movie, in order to get you on the edge of the seat, I have to block out light. Correct? Then you have to get that here. What you're watching on the movie are the shadows. You know you could have colored shadows. It's a chiddush. Okay, that was the chiddush of colored movies. But that's... It's the hiding of the light by the film. That's what puts the pictures on the wall. This world is like the film that hides the light of Hashem and enables pictures to appear in this world.
Okay.
Let's say you and I come to be here. We're the shadow on the wall in the moshe. I'm sure that's real. Well, God, it's clear. You have to understand this. This is the yisodah and yisodah of everything we're dealing in tzeinu landim kimiyat b'tchilas abriya nikva hayisod ki ein metzia shel gilu toive belod sheyikadem lo edu. The way the world is created is that you can't have an expression of goodness without there first being a lack. Kach u'sheirish abriya mitchiloso kach hi metzia sabriya b'kol rega. That's the way the world was created to start. And that is the continuing of the Bria every moment. Nothing exists without there first being a lack. Ikron zelmin bateva kol ha-tchumim. You see this expressed everywhere. Ein metzil shel tzmiches ilan bli rikvon mugdam shel azera ha-matzmiches ha-ilon. What has to happen before the seed can give birth to a tree or anything else? It has to rot, it has to disintegrate and disappear. That's the way the world was created, and that's the way the world continues to be created. When does the day start? When there's a lack of light. The Jewish day starts at night, when there's a lack of light. First you have the yerev, you have the lack of light, then you can have bokeh. Zu gam metzia sa'adnam b'kol tchumim, and that is reality wherever you are. Gam koichas ha'nefesh, ha'timunim bo, eini yoitzim al ha'poil el ha'derech metzia shel heder. All the koichas ha'nefesh that you have hidden inside of you only express themselves and only come to fruition via the lack. Kol mi shenis nasi yipam v'chash pachet mimaves, o mesakona much shisacheres. Anybody who ever once had a fear of death or a terrible sakhana, real, and it was mamash papach. You discover koyach and power that you never knew you had. He never dreamed he could have koyches like that. The header, that's what allows that which is hidden inside of you to come out. You have an old 90-year-old man, he's walking down the street with his walking stick, trotting along, and suddenly a pit bull terrier, who hasn't been fed for a week, starts running after him. What happens to him? He starts running. He leaps over a 6-foot wall, and he's saved. He's now in a much worse position than he was before, by the way, because he's used up koiches that he used up from his reserve tank. But that's the material, that's what happens. That's the way the world's created. You want to reveal that koich, it requires first some aspect of hiddenness to start. That koich was hidden. You needed the fear in order to reveal that energy. He didn't know that he had that. You tell this guy while he's trotting along there with his walking stick, jump over that fence. Who are you talking to? I'll see the butter bed. Lachak babazubi, I'll tell you the time, Tom, Ulahavin is a chuba oedis, a yisuri vatavkido. With this introduction, we can now get a bit of a taste, not much more than that, but a bit of a taste about what yisurim have to do in this world. What's yisurim all about? Matarasam li tsues mokama heder. The purpose of yisurim is to create the void. That is a cholol shebayoychaladim legalot et atzmoy, in which you can reveal yourself. The same way, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself, he needed to create a space where he wasn't and then reveal himself. What the Yisurim does is it creates a space where you get to reveal yourself. Kolod ochay mitnayim b'sholom v'shalva, ein adam b'suga legalot et koiches ha-nefesh, ha-tmonim v'ha-tzurim boim. If life just travels on nicely and calmly and everything goes the way you want it and everything's going calmly and beautifully and wonderfully, there's no room for you to megal anything about yourself. You just go with the flow.
The
Only when there's a lack, only when the Yitzurim come, then you get an opportunity to show who you really are, to discover for yourself who you really are. You see, we're comparing Yisurim to the lack of light. That's what we've done. Exactly how that is, you're right.
This lacking in Hashem's created. It's suffering. That's what the lack of light says. It can't be anything else. It can't be.
Wherever Hashem removes his light, there's going to be Mele, be suffering. Yes. But we haven't really tied it together yet. This question stands, but that's the idea. Yeah. But that's how Hashem created the world, and that's the way the world continues to create. That's the way Hashem continues to create the world. There has to be a removal of the light in order to create space for you to dance on the stage. Pulls man, the light's there. There's no room for you. There's no way for you to magala yourself. Ach, Adai. Aleinu la'amik binyan. We have to go a bit deeper here. When I know you're running out of it, Madua be'emes tova kodesh boch was teva abriya bo'if and zeh, shirak b'matzav shal helam, lo'icha lagia l'roiv tova b'broch. Why did Hashem do this? Why did Hashem create the world in which the only way you can get anywhere, the only way you can get the shleimus, the brocha, the good you want, is through this process of helam, of hiddenness. Why did he do that? And you're not allowed to ask this question because you can't really answer it, because Hashem does what he does because that's what he does. But what Chazal revealed to us, we're allowed to discuss. Hashem kach aleinu lachzor ledavrenu shehu v'le'igil. We have to do some chazora now. For some of you that want to do chazora, so try and catch this. Mitbeilanu ki ha-kolosh baruch hu boro metzir shal nivreim chazora tov. K'day sh'yeicha lahiti v'men. Hashem created a world with lacking creatures. Hashem created a world with creatures that are all lacking. No one more than humans. In order to bestow good on them. That's all Hashem created the world for. Hashem created the world in order to give. Nothing else. He gets nothing out of this. Nothing. Bichlal, nothing, nothing. It's only because he wants to give. Atan and Asalavim, my tachlisat tov, shenitan lahitiv im avriyos. So what is this good that Hashem wants to give us? What is the ultimate goodness? What's the greatest good you can have that there's nothing more good than that? What's your fantasy? Anybody? Hashem himself, nachon, excellent. There's nothing in our environment that is totally good except the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In some land in Kitachli Satova and Ivraim Ishiet Vaikim Batoif Agoma Dainu Hashem is Korah. Therefore, the ultimate goal is for you to be Dovakim a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he's the ultimate good. That's it. There's nothing better than that. The Shema Terazu, Nosan Lana Kodesh Baruch Hu Marechis for Rois. Shia Torah Kedosha. 2 days ago, Hashem gave us a system by which you can attain that good, and that's called the Torah Kedosha. Kol Atzias Mitzvah Miramach Mitzvahs Asay, but Kol Am Nois Mishasoha Mitzvahs Nos Asay, Mekarves Es Adam Leboim. All kim of all the mitzvahs and holding back from the Averas draws a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the mitzvahs in the Torah are to bring you to one goal and one goal only, to cleave to Hashem. Now remember, it's not a spatial problem. This being close and far from Hashem has nothing to do with space. Has to do with immune, has to be with being like Hashem. Our problem with Hashem is not that he's on the other side of the town and I have a hard time getting there. So I do mitzvahs and so somehow I get closer and closer to Hashem. That's not what's happening. When you do the mitzvahs, you become more and more like Hashem. The more like you are, the more you become like him. That's the goal. It's not a spatial problem. There's no spatial problem here. There's no distant, physical distance, and that's the problem. It's right here. You just have to become like it. And then you dovok to it.
And says that the mitzvot, it's for below the light. Come.
That's one way of putting it. Yeah, it's different ways of they make you not like Hashem. That's the mechitza. There's different ways of describing it. We talk about something that there's no words for. So there's different ways. You've got a moshel that works for you. You don't have to have his moshel. His moshel works for him. You have to find your own way of understanding this. There's lots of different ways of grasping this. It's described in lots of different ways depending where you're speaking. That's one of the applications. It says that's what the Loshon Chet is. What's the word Chet? Tach Aleph, to plaster over the Aleph. That's what a Chet does. It's just plaster over the Aleph. But again, the problem is not that there's plaster over the Aleph. The problem is that you don't look like the Aleph anymore. That's the problem. Hashem, Aleph is the one. Aleph is Gematria, 26. Aleph is made up of Vav and two Yud. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Gematria, 26. Because Hashem is one. That's Echad. Got it? Okay. Aleph is always Hashem. That's why the Torah starts with base, because base is the beginning of the Tzinoi of a multiplicity. Free bet of Bereishis is just nothing. There's nothing. There's everything. There's Hashem. There's Ein Sof. Before Hashem created the world, what was there? Hashem. That's Aleph. Base is the beginning of diversity, of that oneness coming to world where it doesn't look like one anymore. That's Bereishis. Starts with a base. Has to be. Don't start with an aleph, because then you're back in the ancient. Then there's no room for a bria. You first have to have a lack. You take away the light and then create. That always starts with base. Okay. You have two now. Now you have multiplicity. And you could come to think that that's reality. That's Bechira. Okay. Let's go back to this. So remember, Akadosh Baruch Hu creates a world with creatures that are lacking. Through the kiyum of the Torah, they start becoming more and more like Hashem, and therefore they can cleave to Hashem. Ulam zois aleinu ledat. Traile agam mitzvos enu chas v'chelila koivetz horos mizdamen she'ein b'inyan soides nizgovim v'arochim ikronim. Don't think for 1 minute that the Torah of mitzvos is just an instruction manual that kind of tells you how to get through life. Those Tarag mitzvahs, they're instruction manual as well. But they're more than that. They're the secret code of the entire Bria. Tarag mitzvahs mukhuvenes keneged Tarag avorim shebegufa odom. As you know, the 613 mitzvahs are connected to the 613 parts of the person. But I might say kula mukhuven keneged Bria. And the whole Bria is made up of 613. And Adam is the microcosm of the entire Bria. Masha yesh ba'olam yesh ba'adam. There's nothing in the world that you won't find in Adam, and there's nothing in Adam that you won't find in the world. We've spoken about that many times. The Mishkan also is made up of those same parts. Mitam ze nikra Adam olam kotam. That's why an Adam is called a little world, because it contains the entire universal experience. Every part of an Adam, we spoke about that the other day, about that must be that there's consciousness even in a rock. Remember? Someone of you got a bit surprised by that. You were surprised. Okay, so I'll explain it. You know, it's very simple. It's very simple. Once you have this, your sword, it's very posh. Every part of Adam has its part there in the Bria. But call my mitzvah. If you're a microcosm of the universe and the mitzvahs are a macrocosm of the universe, so every time you do a mitzvah, you must bear on that aspect of the prayer that mitzvah is connected. Imitzes and Nasa Ledei and Naim at Tovini Keres by Naim. Imitzes and Nasa Boz Naim at Tovini Keres Boz Naim. You do a mitzvah with your eyes, the maspirs on the eyes, the ears. We don't have a grip on how this all works today, by the way. Whatever the eyes in the Bria are, when you do a mitzvah with your eyes, that mashpia, or if you don't do it, it damages that part of the Bria. That's mechubin kineged the eyes. In other words, what you got two nights ago are the keys to the entire universe. And the world goes up and down depending on our actions. Means what? The life of the world is handed over to you. You're now responsible for the life of the world. That's what we got when we got the Torah. That's what the Malachim didn't want. They didn't want their lives to be controlled by us. But that's what happened. The entire Bria is now controlled by us. And then as Job says this before, what we do affects the entire Bria. And I'll show you how now, if we have time, but you have to wait till tomorrow then. Sorry, Ron. We have to become a like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of Vayisim Ke'elokim. Upirushu Rashi, what does Rashi say when it says Vayisim Ke'elokim, and you will be like God? Rashi says, Yitzrei Oilamos, you form worlds, you create worlds. Zu Mitzisenu, that's our Mitzis. Uboifen Zanachnu Nidbokim Vashem Yisparach, and we're becoming more and more like Hashem in this aspect of Yitzrei Oilamos, you become like Hashem. Hashem makes us full partners in this creation establishment of the world. And that's the greatest cleaving to Hashem that you can have via this thing called Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Let me just tell you very quickly, everything in the Bria contains everything. Got it? You with me, Ron? Everything in the Bria contains everything. Where do you see this expressed? How's a child created? One cell. One cell becomes two cells. Those two cells are identical or no? The one's the top half of the baby, the other one's the bottom half of the baby. How does it work? When they're split into four, so the ear goes there. That if you fuse apart those cells, and you look at any one of the cells at any stage, what will be there? Everything, they're identical. That we know biologically. Yeah, at some point of the process, one of those cells decides to be an ear, and another a toe, and another a kidney. No one can explain how that works, by the way, because that cell that became an ear could have been anything, and can be anything. You can take one cell, if you knew how to do that, take any cell out of any part of the system, and you can create the entire system, and that works across the entire Maaret. When this was explained to a very advanced astrophysicist, one of these applied magician types. He said, if that's true, then there must be consciousness in every aspect of the Bria. Because if you see consciousness in one aspect of the Bria, and that is a microcosm of the entire Bria, then every aspect of the Bria must have consciousness. So if Ted said to him, any six-year-old in Cheder could have told you that. You didn't have to go to become an astrophysicist to work that out. That's Poshut. He told him this astrophysicist, told of Ted. He's come to this conclusion. But if there's consciousness in any part of the Bria, then it must be everywhere. So that said to him, come with me to Chayde, any six-year-old will tell you. That's Poshut. Don't learn Torah. You won't have to spend years and years doing experiments in the left to make that what you know in Kitta Aleph. Of course that's true. There has to be. It has to be. A Kodesh Baruch Hu's consciousness has to be in every part of the Bria because you said in some part of the Bria, it must be everywhere. Poshut. Get it? How that works and whatever, and how we live with conscious rocks. I need Musa. I don't have to get into that headspace. It must be. We can't even find consciousness in our own minds today. So you're going to find consciousness in a rock?
I guess.